Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The international financial research firm Moody's upgraded Hungarian bank's financial security grade. The previous negative evaluation has changed to stable. The firm stated that the reason for the upgrade was the foreseeable stabilization of financial institutes in the country. Analysts say that the planned levy tax reduction and economic improvement was also a factor in the evaluation. Based on previous experience, the country's financial status upgrade frequently follows the bank sectors.
Moody's Corporation has changed the Hungarian bank system's outlook rating from negative to stable. The financial services company said the change was due to the stabilization of the situation of banks and their environment in the upcoming 1.5 years. Analysts say that this action is in strong relation with the government's announcement to continuously decrease levies on taxes in the future. And the firm also took into account that the Hungarian economy is on a growth track. The company predicted 2.8% this year and a 2.2% increase next year in the Hungarian economy. They see the driving force of the growth as increasing exports and private consumption. Experience showed that if credit ratings firm give banks a higher rating, the country's rating usually follows and moves up to a better category. In this case, the mentioned upgrade was expected last week already, but in the end it wasn't announced. Analysts say the change will probably be made during the next evaluation period in the fall. Currently, all three of the largest credit analysts, Fitch Ratings, Standard & Poor's and Moody's, have graded Hungary one below the investment category. At the same time, the market has already voted to upgrade the rating, since recently the risk premium of Hungarian state bonds has drastically decreased. If credit analysts were to grade Hungary as recommended for investment, that could help finance state debt more easily. It could mean that more conservative, risk-averting investors who didn't buy until now also appear on the state bond market, meaning that demand would increase and that could push interest rates even lower. A ramp in lending is also expected for next week, meaning that banks could give loans out to small and large companies with much more favorable conditions that could increase development and create more jobs.
Investments increased by 14% last year, and this momentum is keeping up for this year as well, said the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade at an event organized by Grubbelplast. Peter Szijjártó announced the Győr-based floor manufacturer launched an 8.7 billion forint, or 28 million euro, expansion program. The goal is to develop the company's export market. Thanks to the program, 120 new jobs will be created in Tatabánya and Kecskemét. The government also supports the investment.
The government has decided that it will cover 35% of the cost of the investment, about 3 billion forints, a bit less than 10 million euros, of ready cash. That will show a multiplied return. I can already tell you that now seeing as 95% of the Grubbelplast's income comes from exports, and this investment will have a significant export increasing effect.
Renovated stations, 1,000 new buses, ticket vending machines, a GPS-based passenger information system, and free Wi-Fi. All of these are part of the government's effort to persuade more and more people to use public transportation instead of cars. Significant EU funding is used in their realization, and they've also made it easier for bus companies to take out loans so they can spread their services as much as possible.
Real-time traffic information on the digital screens. Fully renovated waiting hall and a covered parking for bikes. Kozincbarcika bus station received a total revamp. The vehicles are equipped with satellite navigation systems so passengers can follow updated arrival information in real time. Station facilities were upgraded on a series of other transport hubs also, and 600 new buses were purchased. Integrated regional transport boards are planning to purchase another 1,000 modern vehicles. This is an important improvement, as in 1.5 years all concessions for regional transport providers expire, and new contracts will be offered only for those companies that can gradually improve their fleet. The government wants a service improvement of the state-owned transport companies to make public transport more attractive in the coming years. They want that more people leave their cars for buses. There should be a coordinated rail and bus timetable. We should also upgrade park and ride facilities for cars and bikes, build intermodal transport hubs, where train and bus stations are interconnected, the state secretary said. The ministry predicts a 3 or 5% increase of the public road transport due to the better facilities in the coming years.
The e-book presenting President János Áder's 3 years of work has been published. The book, titled 3 years, is written about the president's decisions concerning legislation, diplomacy, and describes in detail the program he created after his election in 2012 concerning his roles and responsibilities. The book can be downloaded from the Office of the President of the Republic's website. A person who promotes the autonomy of any of Romania's regions cannot be called radicalist, sentenced the Satmar County Court. One of Romania's largest daily newspapers called the Satmar-Nemeti Bridge Association and its leader revisionist and nationalist for organizing a conference on the topic of autonomy. The head of the organization sued the newspaper for stating falsehoods and slander. The jurisdiction upheld the action and determined that since autonomy is accepted in and currently works in some countries of the EU, it cannot be called radical to support it.
Cultural movement, a linguistic movement.
Catalan economists talking about the positive effects of Catalonia's autonomy. This conference on self-governance held years ago launched an avalanche in the Gazeta de Nord-Vest, a daily newspaper of Satmar County, Romania. Though there were Romanian public figures present at the conference who support autonomy, the paper called the organizer revisionist and extremist, and even as an incitement against Romanians. The Bridge Association of Satmar-Nemeti organizes commemorations on historic Hungarian anniversaries regularly, which local Hungarians gladly attend. The Romanian newspaper repeatedly reports them as extremist demonstrations. The Bridge Association of Satmar-Nemeti sued the Romanian newspaper for its repeated slander. At first, the Court of Justice rejected the claim for the lack of proof, but later the Satmar County Court has upheld the case on appeal.
A beperelt Satmari napilap állításával ellentétben,
contrary to the statements of the accused daily newspaper in Satmar, claiming that the Bridge Association organizes extremist, chauvinistic and Nazi events, the court stated that the conference on autonomy cannot in any way be classified as aforementioned. So basically the court says that it's completely lawful to organize conferences on the subject of autonomy, said the head of the organization. The writer of the articles that are subject to the lawsuit said that the decision made wasn't fair.
A larger number than ever before, more than 300 activities await visitors at this year's Savaria Carnival in Sombate at the end of August. Many people dress up in costumes and different historic eras are presented with a torchlit procession from the Roman age to the modern age. Tradition-keeping military groups will put on a show and they'll be handcrafting as well. In the so-called wine street, visitors can taste the products of 35 winemakers. Tens of thousands are expected to visit the Savaria Carnival this year as well.
We hope that this year's carnival further raises Sombate's reputation anywhere. We're talking about Central Europe's largest history games, and it has high quality, meaningful entertainment in store for everyone who participates.
And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.